Welcome back to Trash Rehash the Podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Brazy, and we're back to rehash Southern Charm, a new season coming in hot, trying to be a little Vanderpump Rules like it seems with the start. I called this. I knew shit was up with Taylor and Austin, or I just called that it was going to happen. It was right in our face.
I mean, I remember so many people last season saying those two should date instead of Shep. It was a shock because I didn't think it actually was gonna happen, but also not a shock, like there's definitely some chemistry there.
It's a shock of how it happened when I thought they would slowly end up actually dating, like in a regular way, where there might be a little bit of the little one episode worth of conversation about it with Olivia being like, oh, I know it's your ex, but I don't know, like we have a connection, and her being either okay with it or not okay with it, but it not at all being a big deal like it is looking like now. And I still don't really see why it. I mean, I get the betrayal, just sneakiness of it, but it doesn't seem like it was when either of them were together, right? It's just that they hooked up. That's what it seems like. So who cares? It's their business. It's the way I look at it, TBH. But it seems like they're gonna like Taylor's a little sneakier than people thought. So she's not originally from here. Like, where is she from then?
I thought she was from here, to be totally honest.
Until they kept saying that, oh, they're both single and they've never been single in this town before, her and Olivia. Like, okay, so I knew Olivia came from out of town, but I didn't know that Taylor wasn't. So what, she literally came here because of Shep, and now she's here and single and doing the show. Anyways, did you expect though for the way that this episode just start, like for it to be such a big deal? Like it was gonna, do you know that was gonna be the sole focus of this season?
No, I thought it was going to be one of those that we would lead up to it for like an episode or two, and boom, it happens. Was not expecting this to be the driving like storyline, but I am definitely interested because they're even like putting in throughout the episode little like Easter eggs, or right after her conversation with Shep, she goes right to Austin and he gives her a hug, little things like that.
Lots of little things. So yeah, it's nice that we know it ahead of time and we get to watch along with when before people knew themselves and see like how they're literally playing it in your face. It's like right in front of you. I remember it coming out that they hooked up. I remember us sending it to each other. I remember thinking like, ooh, I wonder if they're gonna end up dating though. It's like I thought it was gonna be something like that, but it seems like it was just so under wraps that they just kept trying to do the deny, deny, deny. But I'm excited to see it come out. But it's 2 months away in the show. So seems like it happens towards the end of filming. So I guess we're gonna lead probably up to it. But it seems like it's been more of a betrayal, between Taylor and Olivia.
Well, and
Shep
I
and
know
Austin, whatever.
those two will get over it. But I know during this season, Olivia's brother passes away. So I think adding this to the mix of what she's going through obviously doesn't help. So It's gonna be a tough season for Olivia, I think.
Doesn't Taylor's brother pass away too, or does that before? Was that does that already happen? Did that already
I
happen?
think that already happened. I don't know. Now I can't like get timelines.
Yeah, awful. And they both lost their brothers.
Yeah.
For some reason,
And
I
then
feel
to
like
have.
Taylor's is actually a little bit more recent, but maybe not. Yeah, I remember Olivia's situation being during filming, though. Yeah, I forgot about that. Awful. So she's gonna be having a very difficult season.
Yeah.
But so far, I'm really liking her. I wasn't as into her first season, but now that she has that first season under her belt, she knows how to play the game. You know, she knows what to expect. She's not under the Austin spell, the Austin fun house. She's out of the fun house. I loved that. It's exactly what it seems like. So yeah, I'm with it.
Yeah, wasn't a fan of her at the beginning of last season, but she really grew on me. And first episode of this season, I'm definitely Team Olivia.
Definitely. And even in the, I mean, the whole preview of the season, Olivia's giving. There's a lot of things going on. She's dating, she's arguing, she's crying, lots of things. So I yeah, we'll see. I want to talk about Craig and Paige. Because this feels so different seeing them on Southern Charm versus on Summer House. And the fan base looks at them very differently too. Like they do not fuck with Paige in Southern Charm fandom at all.
Well,
But I get
in
it.
this episode really seemed to me like Craig pushing for her to become a cast member. Not only him, wanting her talking about the house living together, but also his discussion with Olivia, or was it Taylor? I think I can't remember which one. And it's like, when she's here, she's going to be here like 70%. I really want you all to hang out with her. So he's really trying to plant the seeds of getting her to be, a full-time cast member here.
I think he's trying to pitch a show, for them together, like a spinoff, like a home decorating show. Like I could see them both wanting to do that and people going for that and people watching that. Not me, because I'm a hater. No,
Well,
I just
I
want to
think we're
watch it.
also in the minority that people are mostly pretty big Craig fans, and I'm not. Neither are you. I'll even like talk to people at work who are like fans of the show, and they're like, "I love Craig." I'm like, oh my God, why? So I have to kind of not go off about how much of a douchebag he is, but
But it's so wild how on this show he stands out as one of the best ones because he's around such terrible guys. But when he's on any other show, when he's on Summer House, he like sticks out as being just like such a jerk, especially when he drinks. And the fact that they have like surveillance in Summer House where they don't and Southern Charm. You know, we've caught
they
him
just get
having
ready.
a throwing a fit before. And yeah. It's just
Well, in Southern Charm, they get prepped for scenes, you know what I mean? Like, okay, well, we're going to a party where Summer House. A good majority of it is just, surveillance footage. So if you go off on a drunken rampage, at any time of the day, it's gonna get filmed.
Yeah. I was surprised at how they did not come off prepped. Like they weren't trying to look good, because I don't think that they really did look good. They looked, I think it still looks like Craig is more interested than Paige. It still looks like Paige has no interest in moving there. It, nothing, they're still at the same
Well,
spot that they were at. And I still want to, I still remember that Watch Happens Live with Sierra. And she's like, Paige ain't moving to Charleston. Like, that's just never happening, you know? So I don't know.
Well, and for them to say part of it is because her work. I mean, you're telling me that in Charleston that there's not going to be some fashion opportunities bullshit. I mean, look at half of the cast on the show. They're pretty wealthy people that have the fashion to flaunt it. So I don't buy that she can't work in Charleston.
No, like all the stuff she does is,
What you can travel to do.
yeah. And it's not, I still feel like you could travel back and forth and have a smaller, cheaper place or something, you know, that you rent in the city, or you all buy a spot in the city too, and you both have a spot in both places, and you know, win-win, but you spend most of your time in one. You know, or maybe seasonally. Y'all have, the thing is, they have enough money between the both of them and with what their jobs are that I don't care. Like they could do it. It like
They're on
they
three
can come back
shows.
for filming. They can, yeah, they're on three shows, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Because oh, it's so thirsty. They're so thirsty. Oh. Who did they say that about? Who are they talking about?
Wasn't it Carl?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, Craig talking about Carl. Was he on
I
three?
think it
I guess they're
was,
talking about, it wasn't Luke.
or was it? No, I think it was Luke. You're right. Maybe. I don't
Yeah,
know.
because it was probably, because I think it was during that whole fight with him coming to his lake house and doing the fireworks and shit. I don't know. Anyways, look, I will say this about Craig. He is great television. And I actually like really like Paige. I just don't think that they go well together. I saw a tweet the other day and I completely agree with it. That mark my words, watch as soon as Paige breaks Craig's heart, he's gonna get back with Naomi and all this hate that he still has for her. Like he even brings her up in this episode, which is kind of telling. He says how you all wanted me to like bring my ex around and like no, like I'm not trying to talk about that, like I'm trying to like leave that, and it's like, okay, so you can't just talk about stuff and move forward, you have to just try to not talk about it, forget about it. So it feels like, oh yeah, you're still hurting about that because you haven't been able to move forward from it. But like, yeah, if Paige ever was to leave him and she was still single, Naomi, I could totally see that happening.
Already happened before that Craig and Paige were official.
Yeah, the
So.
timing. But he just hadn't been with Paige yet. This has been something he's been wanting to try. But now he's tried it. Maybe she's tried it too and she's over it. So we'll see. But they just don't seem like they're on the same page. The pool, the way they're decorating stuff, I mean everything. The w where they nothing, nothing. They're even different with how they party, you know? Their friend groups. It's very different. I don't know how it's gonna work.
And
But I do
you
feel like
know,
they love each other. I do see that.
yeah, I just don't know if it's for the long haul because he already had mentioned that like a year and a half ago he had planned to propose to her or something like that. So
I don't know. I don't know.
and she cried
Well,
about the thought of it, so I mean
yeah, thought about leaving her family. Yeah, I don't think she's leaving New York. It's like, I mean, then just move to New York, Craig. Because then it's like, okay, then what's your excuse, Paige? Like, why are they building this house in Charleston? Why aren't they? None of it makes sense to me, but
No.
they're alive. I'm just here to talk about it. So, on the other side, we have Madison, who did get married, and she's now planning a after wedding party, which is fun, and it's also fun just to get everybody together for it. And she invites Austin, I think was nice, especially for filming purposes. I think that was mostly why, right?
You know, I'm not the biggest fan of Madison, but I can appreciate someone that knows, hey, we're filming something. Everyone needs to be invited, regardless if we like them.
Everyone, especially Austin. Well, it's like, girl, because people do this all the time, and especially in her situation where they won't invite someone to something where they actually look good. Like, they'll probably be very jealous about the situation, you know? Like, why not have them be there so that they can see you doing great? But Madison looks very happy. Brett looks happy. Hudson looks happy. I thought it was hilarious how Austin FaceTimes Craig right away, and honestly, like, comes off pretty bummed about like how it could have been him. Oh, you know, like, oh, that was the girl I was planning on spending the rest of my life with. Like, then
No,
why
it
did you do
wasn't.
all? Why did you like cheat on her all those times and do all
There
that?
was like a tweet that was like, Bravo loves to replay the clip of him. She
It's all the time. Madison! Madison!
which is honestly now funny all these years later that they still want to make
So
him look
funny.
bad. I mean, they don't need to make him look bad, but you know what I mean.
No, I know what you mean. I found it also funny that Craig said that it's a good chess move on Madison's part to invite Austin. Like, well, what are you gonna do? And he's like, oh, that's a good move on her part. Like, they are, he's been on this rea in this reality TV business for so long, and
Well,
especially on Southern Charm, like, he's thinking
and
like that.
I do like that he told Austin, he's like, well, you have to go. It looks bad now if you don't go. So
Yeah,
you're gonna have to suck it up.
it does. And it does. And it does. Yeah, I it was just funny that Austin still seems upset. The fact for him to, when he does see Brett, to be like, what does he have that I don't have? Like, this is the guy. She makes him sound like such like a Greek god. Oh, her his big dick so big. I can't believe he said that. So funny. I know I said when we last season that Austin was like cracking me up and great TV. Well, he still is. He's still cracking me up. And look, giving us another breaking more hearts for our
And
entertainment.
you could tell at that party he was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like he was so awkward.
It was so
Like,
obvious now looking back, like,
well, because
we
Austin's
should
always
be.
that kind of like charming-ish, you know. He can talk to anyone, but oh, that dude was uncomfortable and awkward as hell at that party for
And
multiple reasons.
Annie was like rubbing her, the way the production zoomed in on him,
Is it
like
that?
rubbing her
Yep.
arm. I was like, uh-oh, I see what you're doing. Messy, messy. But Taylor and Olivia are really close. And that's what it seems like they keep trying to mostly focus on, is like how close they were. But Taylor does, I'm sorry, Olivia does seem over Austin. It's just Taylor
Oh,
that's
yeah.
not over Shep. Oh my
Yes.
goodness. Which, I mean, we talked about this a lot at the reunion last season, because at that time I was like, girl, you got to get over it. But
It's even it's it makes me feel sad that it she still has, you know, these strong feelings about what happened. Olivia's doing it the smart way. She's pissing Austin off because she does not give a fuck about him. I know it's two totally different situations, but when Austin tries to call her out about just giving a thumbs up for wishing her a Merry Christmas, like that's what you're supposed to do, you know. Props to Olivia for that, because I thought it was hilarious that she didn't give him the time of day. Yeah, it just made me feel sad, and she's just throwing anything out there right now.
yeah, it's really sad. Girl needs some help. Girl needs to talk to somebody. Seriously. Needs to not drink as much as well, because I think that's making it worse. Especially in this episode, we see how she just keeps getting drinks and she is upset. It's making her even more upset. But so Shep went traveling, and it's not like they ever got back to, like, they never got back together. Nothing ever happened again, right? So it's just still,
Yeah.
we're just, she's just finding out new stuff that potentially happened while they were together. And I'm assuming she's just not saying who told her because it was Austin. I'm assuming Austin probably. Even though Austin's in there saying, no,
Well,
that never happened, whatever. It's
that's
like,
why he was trying to dip out, is because he didn't want it to come up, and she's going after Craig because Craig's responding back to her. Yeah, I mean, she's bringing up stuff that she found out after. She's just throwing out accusations about Paige, which that
Yeah,
really.
what?
I saw like a comment on Instagram or TikTok or something. It was like, Paige doesn't have that like energy to cheat on Greg.
Yeah, I saw that too. But it sounded like Olivia said to stop, like, don't say that, as if, what did you
Think
tell her
even
that? Or,
Madison was like, okay, you can't be doing that.
yeah, get her out of here. That's
Yeah.
the last straw.
Well, and you know, even the gift that she got for Madison was like the dildo.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's not funny, like bridal shower gift, but if Madison's feeling and thinks it went too far, you might have gone too far.
Yeah, it's just like totally something you could do at a bachelorette party, you know. But yeah, it was also just seemed like she was just doing the most. I mean, she's going through something right now, clearly,
Well,
like an awakening in some way.
yeah, because I mean, last year, Taylor, that never would have been a something
No.
that happened.
She
It
would have
wouldn't.
been clutching at her pearls, you know.
Yeah.
Someone else did that. That's so funny. Yeah, there were so many things that happened at this party, though. So many people that got like talked again, that fought. I mean, they had you had Shep seeing Taylor. You had Olivia seeing Austin. You had Taylor going off on Craig. Vanita and Madison are friends again. Love to see that. We had what's her name? Oh my goodness, I'm dipping on her name right now.
Lava.
Leva. Yeah, she was here
Got
and
nothing from her though. I was a little,
not a thing. Well, she's too busy getting ready for another season of her other show. That's probably what it is, which I will be watching.
Well, yeah, because it's was
And
good.
did you notice that her one, whatever their jobs are, one of the cast members was mentioned because she's the one that Shep tried to make out with. Mia. Mia. Very pretty. Mia is super pretty. But yeah, so much happened at the party. I was shocked at how upset Taylor got. I wanted to be on her side because I'm so anti-Shep. And I am on her side with a lot of stuff with Shep because I get where she's like, he's very, I don't know, like I did all this to you, but tries to be, it's toxic positivity that he always tries to do. He's so condescending and thinks he's so smart and makes you feel like you, I don't know, like he can't learn anything from you or there's nothing you
Which
can do.
I did love Olivia telling him, like, don't say, oh, the time we shared was great. She's like, don't do any of that bullshit. Which I thought was a great move of a friend of Taylor to, tell Shep, don't do your typical Shep shit. You can't do that with
Yeah, cut the
Taylor.
shit. Yeah, she's coming in hot.
But
Little
it
do
was
we know how
just,
hot.
yeah. But like you said, maybe a couple of mixed drinks too much, and she unloaded, and the person she should have unloaded on was Shep. I get it, Shep has shitty friends, but don't get mad at Craig for Shep's mistakes. You can get mad at Craig for a lot of other things, but
Well, it's so wild because I mean, we knew he said this at the reunion that he's the one who got on Shep for doing that. So I don't understand like why she's acting like she didn't know. But it's funny how at the end when Craig like yells, like is finally at his end, you know, with it. And she goes, oh, you did? It's it's like you're too late. Like, no, we're not doing this. We're not doing
Well,
this. We're not doing this.
even last season, wasn't he the one that was like calling Shep out for being like on a dating app and stuff?
Yeah, you don't
I
think
mean,
that he's gonna make Shep like put Shep on blast? Like he
I
totally
will
will.
say, Craig can be bad, but he will be the person that will call someone out if they do something to like hurt someone else's feelings.
Well,
He's.
because the intention is not what we is not the best usually. It's usually just so they look
No.
bad because he wants other people to look worse than him. But yeah, he's not gonna let that juicy rumor go, you know, or
Yeah.
that gossip go. Yeah, but it looks like we're in for like a wild season. I mean, this is only episode one.
I know. Well, it's
Like
what's
what?
so great about the show is we still have like with some of the OGs, like this long, like history of drama, but the newer people too, we've got a lot of good dynamics.
Yeah, bring in some new drama, even bring in some crossover drama. I'm curious to see how Paige is going to gel with the women. There's going to be any, or she's just going to be too snotty, too uptight for them, too New York for them. I don't know. Did you have a favorite of the episode?
Gonna go with Olivia.
Yeah.
She's really moved up in my liking of the cast members. And
Yeah.
I love that she didn't even feed into Austin's shit. We still see some of his ex flings that will still kind of joke around with him, but Olivia was having none of it, so.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. It's either gonna be her or Craig, but I'm actually gonna go with Olivia. My least favorite, though, has to go to Shep. It's not even Taylor. Like, Taylor is up there as a favorite just because she was so entertaining. But Shep will always be one of my least favorite Bravo celebrities ever. Up there with Jax Taylor. Really cannot stand Shep. And I just don't buy his bullshit. And I don't like it when he uses these fancy words. I don't like it.
Same.
I don't know what that means. Stop saying your fancy words. Not a fan. Did you have a least favorite?
I'm probably gonna go with Shep too. I just think, him being surprised that Taylor didn't want to talk to him or the way she talked to him. It's like, yeah, you hurt her, dude. And like we said,
Yeah.
at some point she's got to get over it. I think it's her lashing out at everyone else. That's more of the issue I have than her still being upset with Shep.
She's still upset because she still had hope for a really long time after they broke up. Like, she was still holding out hope that he was going to one day be like, oh man, I made a terrible mistake. I need to go. Like, Shep is never changing. This is
No.
who he
Well, and
is.
Taylor, you need to stay like away from the other Bravo dudes. Austin, no. When she said Tom Schwartz was cute, also runaway. No, they're all the same type of guy. So.
Yeah, you don't need this girl. Don't do this. We'll
No.
find you a nice, normal guy, and you yourself leave reality TV as well. Because, yeah, you're doing good, but you don't need to do this. You were just dragged on here by Shep. You don't need to continue doing this. And she wouldn't be on the show if she didn't, wasn't hooking up with Austin and wasn't still upset with Shep.
Yeah, for sure.
So, anyways, anything else from episode one?
No, excited for this season. This next episode, Watch What Happens Live, is Craig and Madison, which is
Ooh.
it's gonna be good.
That's gonna be too good.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. I mean, wow, those two? Who would have thought?
Right?
That's exciting. But we are also rehashing two Real Housewives shows. We're doing Real Housewives of New York and Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. All three Bravo going strong. I'm assuming New York will be finishing up within the next month or so we won't be doing too much struggling, but right now, three shows. But anything else before we go?
No, just don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, go follow us, and until next time, bye.
Bye.